from Dorothy. It is April 5, 2026, 9 a.m. Eastern. Here are the latest headlines. President Trump threatens to bring Iran back to the Stone Age as markets react to new war escalation. President Donald Trump delivered a primetime address on Wednesday, declaring that United States military objectives in Iran are nearing completion. He warned of escalating strikes if a deal is not reached within the next 2 to 3 weeks. The speech failed to provide a clear exit strategy and instead stoked global market volatility. Trump asserted that the United States has beaten and completely decimated Iranian military capabilities following a month of joint airstrikes. He threatened to target bridges and electric power plants, citing recent attacks on the B-1 bridge near Tehran. The address drew sharp criticism for its lack of clarity regarding the war endgame. Trump dismissed concerns about Iran blocking the Strait of Hormuz and urged nations to take control of the waterway themselves. Oil prices surged past $110 a barrel as traders feared prolonged disruptions to supply.
Oil prices spike and allies express concern after Trump vows further destruction of Iranian infrastructure. The president boasted of degrading Iran's military capabilities and killing top leaders, but offered few details on how the war would conclude. He stated that if a deal is not reached, the United States will bring Iran back to the Stone Ages where they belong. The address drew skepticism from markets, allies, and domestic political opponents. Oil prices surged past $110 a barrel following the speech, with some benchmarks reaching over $113. Fears mounted regarding prolonged disruptions to supply through the Strait of Hormuz. The president urged nations dependent on Middle Eastern oil to take control of the strait, a move that prompted the United Kingdom to host talks with over 30 countries on Thursday. The speech also highlighted a divergence between United States and Israeli war aims, while Iranian officials dismissed claims of victory, stating key military production sites remain intact.
Special Operations Forces rescue second airman from downed F-15E fighter jet over Iranian airspace. President Donald Trump announced early Sunday that United States Special Operations Forces had successfully rescued the second crew member from an F-15E Strike Eagle shot down over Iranian airspace. The incident occurred 5 weeks into the war, following escalating strikes on Iranian infrastructure. Trump had previously claimed that the United States military had completely decimated Iran's capabilities, a statement challenged when the aircraft went down. The rescue operation involved a heavy firefight and required air cover to extract both service members safely. All personnel are reported out of Iranian airspace. The downing of the F-15E was followed by a second incident in which an A-10 Thunderbolt was also struck. Iranian state media released images purportedly showing wreckage and called on the public to assist in locating the missing airmen.
President Trump calls the rescue of two airmen one of the most daring search and rescue operations in history. United States Special Operations Forces successfully rescued the second crew member of a downed F-15E Strike Eagle fighter jet over Iranian airspace early Sunday. The rescue brings the total number of United States personnel recovered from the incident to 2. President Trump described the mission as one of the most daring search and rescue operations in United States history, confirming all forces were safe. The downing of the F-15E occurred 5 weeks into a conflict following extensive strikes on Iranian infrastructure. The aircraft was carrying a pilot and a weapons systems officer, both of whom ejected before the jet crashed. While one crew member was rescued near the crash site on Friday, the second remained missing as Iranian state media released images of the wreckage and offered a $60,000 bounty.
Global markets tumble and legal scholars raise concerns as Trump names ongoing military operation Epic Fury. President Donald Trump delivered a primetime address on Wednesday night, declaring that United States military objectives in Iran are nearing completion. He threatened to escalate attacks if a deal is not reached within the next 2 to 3 weeks. The speech failed to provide a clear exit strategy and sparked immediate volatility in global markets. Trump stated that the United States has beaten and completely decimated Iranian military capabilities, but warned of further strikes against bridges, electric power plants, and other civilian infrastructure. The administration named the ongoing military Operation Epic Fury. Comments came as oil prices surged past $110 a barrel and United States stocks tumbled, reacting to the lack of clarity. Trump shifted responsibility for securing the Strait of Hormuz, urging oil-dependent nations to take control of the waterway. The address was met with widespread bewilderment from international observers and domestic political opponents. Critics noted that Trump's timeline for ending the war has shifted repeatedly over the past month.
That is your Dorothy News Update. For full coverage and source links, visit dorothy.cmm.sh.